thank you very much for the introduction and the invitation. I hope you can hear me. So if you don't, just give me a sign. Yeah, it's really an honor that I'm invited to be in this panel here today. My apologies for not being able to present in person. It's just that these days we are doing a lot of field work. A small input for the slides, for the technical support. It's mainly picture, so just press it along while I'm speaking. I'll try to be as short as possible. I'll try not to tire you and not to bore you too much. So yeah, I was thinking what I could present to you today, and all of you are experts in their fields. So I thought it's best just to share our case study. So I'm the co-founder and director of Enalia. Enalia in Greek means together with the fishers. And when we started around 5 years ago, we had no idea we would be working in sustainability or circular economy. We started because of the Greek unemployment and the Greek economic crisis. We wanted to do something about that. And in order to address that, one day I was just discussing with my father and my family, they are professional fishermen for like 5 generations. So my father was complaining, and I think that's a typical fisherman behavior to complain, that they couldn't find enough personnel for the fishing boats. So I told that to a friend, and I was like, we have so many unemployed people. The fishermen want.
Seems we have lost connection.
More. Let's this here is that can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, please.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes,
great. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. So an important note is that even though I'm coming from a fishing family, I had no idea about this. So I'm probably even now the worst fisherman in Greece. So when we were creating the curriculum for the fishing school, we went on various fishing trips. The Aegean Sea. And over these trips, I was really shocked to see that the fishermen were collecting either nets, not only fish, but also plastic, and a lot of it. I still remember in our first catch, we got like this soda drink that was so old, it had expired back in 1987. So it was like 30 years of this. And as I was looking at that, the fisherman took it from my hand and threw it back at the sea. And he told me, you know, this is not our problem. But over the next days, we collected so much plastic from the sea, like plastic bottles, plastic bags, fishing nets, even a refrigerator. And the fishermen, they were just throwing it back. So then we started reading all the latest papers about plastic pollution. And then we saw that by 2050, there will be more plastic than fishes. So we realized there is no use getting there more fishers if we don't do something. So we decided to act